Happiness isn't just a state of mind. It's a strategic choice with a profound impact on your business. In this episode, I share about overcoming the brain's negativity bias to cultivating a mindset of resilience and joy. Because in the end, the choice to be happy might just be the most important business decision you'll ever make. Let's unravel the science of happiness, the power of the mind, and how, as entrepreneurs, we can choose to be happy amidst the challenges of our journey. So keep on listening. Hey you, your next level of expansion is here. And you're not going to accomplish it through hustle and grind. Oh no, not you. You allow ease and flow to come through you so that you can manifest the business of your dreams. Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, where you get to be in flow and allow your strategic CEO to meet your inner goddess. This is the podcast for female entrepreneurs who want to strengthen their intuition muscle while applying simple and practical business growth strategies to accelerate. We'll combine energetics and strategy, along with human design and your gene keys, to optimize your business performance and results. Before we begin, you're going to want to grab my free meditation called Infinite Awareness to assist you in exploring your subconscious mind for evidence of the resources required to achieve your goals. You can grab that in the show notes. Welcome back to another episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. Vanessa here. Full disclosure, I had a completely different podcast episode scheduled for today. But after something that I experienced during our spring break vacation, I decided to talk about happiness and the impact it makes in our business. So happiness is not just about being happy in our lives, but it has an effect on our business as well. Trigger warning, I will be talking about death in this part of the episode. What got me to start thinking about happiness and life and our purpose and all the things, it's something I think about pretty often in my line of business, but on our second day, so technically our first day because we had just arrived the night before, on a vacation, my daughter and I went back to the condo to grab the dogs and take them back to the beach. And when we walked over from the beach to the condo, everything was fine. It was a beautiful day. And I decided to do a quick little thing for my business because I am now doing these. I'm testing this out. So I'm doing these business blueprints by design. It's basically doing a full blueprint of your business and how to leverage your human design in sales, leadership, marketing, communication, and all these different aspects, manifestation. And so I was doing something really quickly for that. So it ended up taking me about 20 minutes, a little bit longer than I wanted. But on our way back to the beach, we saw a lady running out. As we were leaving the condo, we saw a lady running out from like through the parking lot and out to the street. You're like, huh, okay. Well, we didn't think of anything about it. And then as we turned a corner to go down the alleyway to go to the beach, there was a man laying there and a woman giving him CPR. He was an older man and his face was really blue. Oh gosh, maybe even purple. And honestly, he had looked like he had been dead for a while, but there was no way because, again, like I had mentioned, we had just passed that area 20 minutes before and we didn't even see anyone walking. So, it was just us. I didn't even notice. I mean, we didn't notice anyone in that alleyway. His shoe was off. I guess he was carrying a case of beer. Anyways, it was really sad. And as we were walking with the dogs, we didn't know what to do. There's people crowded around there. We heard an ambulance coming. And I didn't know, like, what can I do? How can I help? And I knew, like, I can't, there's nothing that I could do. She was already there. The ambulance is right there. And we didn't want to just stand there and watch him, right? It was like, it's almost, I don't even know. It's so awkward. But it's like when you're helpless, is it being nosy to watch someone almost pass? We don't even know if he passed away or not. But anyway, it was pretty traumatic. I don't think my daughter's ever seen anything like that. And I don't think I have in a very long time either. And so it got me thinking about life, about his life specifically. Before I dive into that part about the happiness, one reframe that I had that I just kind of needed for myself, because I have had in the past few years a lot of people that are close to me pass away. And so especially my mom, she passed away in 2022 from breast cancer that spread to her brain. And, you know, we miss her, and it does, the grieving like just gets a little bit different, and but it doesn't go away, right? And so one of the things I thought about just to kind of soothe and comfort my soul and my heart and my mind was that, you know, maybe his energy was needed in another body. Maybe his energy was needed in a newborn baby coming into the world. And so that's how I chose to see the, you know, death, because again, I just feel like it's been a lot in my awareness, people passing away. Unfortunately, some of my friends that have children, teenage years, and young adults passing away from fentanyl poisoning. So it's just a lot in my mind, and it really makes me sad seeing these things. And so that was a reframe I had. But then I started thinking about happiness and about how we live our life. You know, we come into the world very hopeful, I guess. You know, I mean, we're young. We don't really know anything. We're babies. And the only thing that we know is what we're taught, the beliefs that are engraved in us by what is modeled by our caretakers or our parents or whomever raises us. And then we take on those beliefs, which become these thoughts and emotions that turn into behaviors and these actions, right? And eventually some of those actions on repeat become habits. So I started thinking about happiness, and I wondered, did that man live a happy life? Was he completely fulfilled? You know, did he, you know, I'm assuming we all experience these ups and downs, but like, was he truly happy? Like at the end of the day, when he goes back, or, you know, when he's looking back at his life, could he say, man, you know, there were some sad times in there, but overall, that was a happy life. And I chose to be happy because of these things. I don't know. I don't, you know, but it got me thinking about these things. And so I want to talk about the science behind happiness and how happiness can be a choice and the impact that happiness can have in not just our life, but our business. Because our business is not just showing up and selling something. There is someone on the opposite side of that transaction. So I hope to give you some just insights and the science behind it and some action steps that you can do to create more happiness in your life so it can trickle out into your business. Also, be sure to stay to the end because I have a big announcement of what you can expect in April for the podcast. Let's begin by actually defining happiness. So Webster Dictionary says, happiness is a state of well-being and contentment or joy, a pleasurable or satisfying experience, and then good fortune or prosperity. The first thing that comes to mind as I'm reading these different definitions is that all of these can be a choice. We can choose contentment. We can choose to be joyful. We can decide what is pleasurable and satisfying. And then we could choose to work towards good fortune and prosperity. So let's talk about the science behind this happiness. Like what happens in our brain when we're experiencing happiness? And then what is happening in our brain when we're experiencing the opposite? After this episode, you'll get to decide, is happiness a choice or is it something that is out of your control? Only you can decide, seriously. When we're feeling happy, the reward system is activated in our brain. The limbic system releases dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. This creates a feel-good sensation that motivates us to seek out positive experiences. If you did not listen to the episode about tasks that you can do to release dopamine, then I suggest that you go and check that one out. The prefrontal cortex plays a crucial role in regulating emotions, critical thinking, and feeling happy. When it's activated, it helps us savor positive experiences, maintain a positive outlook, and make sound decisions that contribute to our overall well-being. Now, during sadness, the reward system becomes less active. This means the brain releases less dopamine, leading to a diminished experience of pleasure and motivation, which makes total sense, right? We're not doing the thing to release the dopamine, which is the feel-good neurotransmitter. Which makes the amygdala have increased activity. The amygdala is a key region involved in processing emotion, and its activity is heightened during sadness. This can amplify feelings of sadness, grief, and fear. Later, we'll talk about the negative bias and why we remember so much more the negative experiences versus the positive ones. Next, what happens is that there is a deactivation of the frontal lobe. The frontal lobes are involved in mood regulation and higher order thinking. When they become less active during sadness, it can be harder to regulate your emotions and see situations from a broader perspective. When we don't know this information, then we are not aware that we can choose activities and environments that will help us feel more of the joy and the happiness and all the things that relate to, well, happiness, right? So instead, because we're always prone as humans for survival to feel more of the negative experience, then we stay stuck in that negative experience. We forget that we have the power to choose. Yet here's where the magic lies: neuroplasticity. Our brains possess incredible ability to mold themselves. Engaging in happiness-inducing activities strengthens these neural pathways, making joy not just a fleeting guest, but a permanent resident in our lives. But it takes that repetition, and it requires that we choose to repeat those actions and create these environments where we're experiencing more joy. But what can get in our way is that we are naturally drawn to having a negative bias. So how do you overcome a negative bias? Evolution has wired our brains to prioritize survival, hence being, you know, prone to seeing the negative over the positive. This ancient mechanism, while useful in dodging saber-toothed tigers, and you probably heard that analogy before, it often leaves us dwelling on the negative, obscuring our potential for happiness. So how do we combat this bias? The answer lies in mindfulness, gratitude, and the art of savoring the good times. These practices don't just repaint our gloomy days, but fundamentally remodel the architecture of our brains toward happiness. But why is this important? Why is it important to choose happiness, and how does that result in the outcome we want in our business? So let's talk about that: happiness and entrepreneurship. Before we move on to that, I don't want to say that it is bad to allow sadness or anger or any other quote-unquote negative emotion to come into your awareness and in your body and in your thoughts. I'm just saying that once that comes in, recognize it and ask, for what purpose am I feeling these things? What does my subconscious mind want to show me, and how can I transmute this to overcome it and then experiencing something better? Now, on to happiness and entrepreneurship. Happiness isn't just a feel-good factor. It is a cornerstone of business success. One of the first things that I learned when I started taking the NLP certification was about rapport and how we create rapport with other people. I knew this like subconsciously, but now it is in my awareness. This is why I hated when people would say fake it till you make it, because you literally cannot fake your happiness. Your body gives you away. So when you're building rapport, we don't realize that 93% of communication is mostly physical. It's not about the exact words we say, but it's more about our physiology and our tonality. Sometimes we think that we are communicating in a tone that is confident, but we actually have these little nuances that make us sound not confident, or maybe sad, depressed, or, you know, just different things that are the opposite of what we want to be able to communicate. When it comes to happiness and our business, we really have a hard time faking it until we make it, because our body language and our tonality will give it away if we're unhappy in our personal life and, you know, trying to force happiness in our business to attract what we want to attract. So creating the happiness within is going to allow us to be happiness, to experience happiness in multiple areas of our lives. So not just our relationships, our personal, you know, lives, but in our business lives. Here are a few ways that happiness can be a powerful asset in our business and influence our business performance and outcomes. First, it enhances decision-making. Happiness promotes optimism and fosters a broader perspective, leading to more creative and well-considered business decisions. When we think that something is not going to turn out as it should, a lot of times then we don't take, quote unquote, that risk, or we approach it with a negative mindset. So maybe our energy is a little bit repelling or negative, and then we attract negative people or situations that reinforces that negative mood, thoughts, or beliefs. Next, the inevitable setbacks of entrepreneurship are easier to navigate with a positive mindset. Happiness fosters perseverance and a drive to find solutions rather than just sit in the problem. My husband and I spoke about this recently, about when you're working with other people, there are people that are going to present the problem with no solution, and there's going to be that person that has more of a positive mindset and a solution-oriented mindset that says, hey, this is the problem, and then here's a solution that I have. Which one seems to you something that you would rather experience, right? One seems to slow things down and keep you in the problem, and the other just increases your awareness, but then also brings that solution to the problem. Next, happiness increases motivation and persistence. This is so important in achieving your goals and then staying motivated so that you complete this project or your desires come to fruition. Lastly, you have stronger relationships when you bring happiness into your business. Entrepreneurs with a positive outlook build stronger relationships with investors, mentors, and collaborators, and even your clients. And when you have a happy client, what happens? You tend to get more referrals and less chargebacks or requests for refunds. Now, what is the opposite of choosing happiness? And when I say choose happiness, I am talking about creating routines and environments for you to experience more happiness. Well, the opposite looks like you have less creativity. Negativity can stifle creative thinking and the ability to see opportunities. Next, like I'd mentioned before, a negative bias can lead to excessive risk aversion, hindering the willingness to take calculated risk essential for growing your business and entrepreneurial ventures. It also leads to reduced persistence. When faced with challenges, negativity can lead to giving up more easily than seeing what maybe the silver lining is or what the opportunities can be if you continue to take action. Lastly, it can lead to strained relationships. So a negative outlook can damage relationships with potential investors, partners, and your customers. It is going to translate in your communication, not just in the words you say, but again, like what I mentioned before, when it comes to building rapport, in your tonality and in your body language. Now, if you're thinking, but I'm always happy, I'm always positive, I want to talk about the phenomenon called toxic positivity. It describes someone who projects an unrealistic positive attitude, often minimizing or dismissing their own or others' negative emotions. Here are some signs that someone might be struggling with toxic positivity. 1. Forcing cheerfulness. They may constantly use positive affirmations or upbeat language, even in situations that warrant a more nuanced response. Secondly, they minimize problems. They brush aside challenges or setbacks, failing to acknowledge the difficulty of a situation. Lastly, they might invalidate other people's feelings. They might be dismissive to their negative emotions and just urge them to just be positive. There is a fine line to this because there's part of, you know, having that toxic positivity versus being a person that places blame on other people for their feelings. It's about being empowered to decide how you're feeling and not make a situation or someone else make you feel a certain way, because at the end of the day, you're deciding to react and feel the certain way. Now, it doesn't mean to bypass it. It means to be aware that you're choosing these things and that you can choose differently and you can experience that happiness regardless of other people's reactions or actions. Before we move on to strategies and routines to experience more happiness, I invite you to go on YouTube to look up Sean Aker's TEDx speech about the happiness advantage. It's the 7 principles of positive psychology that fuel your success and performance at work. It is hilarious. I love it. I watched it, gosh, over 10 years ago, and I swear it's like, ooh, it really gives you some aha moments. Now let's talk about how to create opportunities for you to experience more happiness. First, gratitude practices. Start your day by listing 3 things you're grateful for. This shifts your perspective from scarcity to abundance, and this is vital for any entrepreneur. The reason why you want to do it first thing in the morning is because you're instructing your reticular activating system to find more evidence in your reality for happiness. And when that happens, it creates more and more opportunities for happiness. Next, regular mindfulness practices can help you navigate stress and maintain a clear, positive outlook. So that can include meditating in the morning, maybe a couple of minutes throughout your day and at night before you go to bed. Meditation doesn't have to be a long 30-minute session. It literally can be 60 seconds or up to 5 minutes where you are focused on your breath, taking deep breaths, and just kind of clearing your mind. What I like to do is I like to imagine that any negative emotions or negative thoughts that are occurring, I am releasing them with my breath, and then I'm inhaling more positive things that I want to focus on. And lastly, I think this is something that many women entrepreneurs overlook because we go so fast and we give so much of ourselves to other people, but it's savoring positive experiences. Take time to truly appreciate achievements, no matter how small. This not only enhances your happiness, but motivates you to reach for more. All right, so to come full circle with how I opened up this podcast, I invite you to choose more opportunities where you're experiencing happiness so that overall you can say that you lived a joyful and happy life while it creates a more positive outcome in your business results. Now for my big announcement. For the month of April, we're going to be focusing on human design. So every podcast episode in the month of April, we're going to be dissecting what each type is and the things that you can do to embody your type to manifest the life and the business that you dream of. So make sure that you tune in every single week. It's going to be episodic. So it's going to build on top of each other as we go through all the human design types. And again, I'm going to give you some best practices so that you're living by your type. All right, I'll catch you next time on the next episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. Until then, bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some good news with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.